Another day, another shopping vlog with Shay. I'm getting over a cold, so please excuse my voice. But moving on, we started out at Louis Vuitton, and I absolutely loved these capucines. I love the style, but I've never tried them on before. And this python, I think, bag was beautiful. The shift was stunning. I love this ostrich, but I don't know if I love the color. This pearl was gorgeous, but this one was my favorite, and I believe it's only like one of two in the country. I could be wrong, but leave it to me to gravitate towards the most exclusive and expensive stuff. Next up was Dior. This pink ostrich was to die for. This baby pink was so cute too, but this baby blue I really, really love with the crystal hardware. This white, stunning, love. No notes. I also need a red bag, so this was definitely a contender. But look how cute this baby blue is. I don't have any blue bags, which is kind of crazy to me. And this is the red. She's cute. She's adorable. And then she brought out a pink with the crystal hardware. And I was like, oh my God, the decisions here are going to be impossible. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I then went and looked at Roberto Cavalli, and everything is insane. I'm obsessed with this dress. I cannot stop thinking about this. I feel like this is going to be a piece in 20 years that like my future daughter is going to be like, Mom, can I borrow this from your closet? And I'm going to be like, no. Just kidding. I'd probably say yes. This one was, I love the print, but I don't think the style is the greatest on me. However, the back, very beautiful, very stunning. Perfect. I also really liked this one, but the bust was kind of weird on me. I think I would need to get it tailored, but the back, girl, that hourglass is crazy. Then I saw the Renee Cavilla heels I just bought. Look how beautiful they look. I really want these so bad, but they did not have my size. Tears, and also these butterfly ones. I need to look like a fairy. That's like my dream. I tried on these white ones because, believe it or not, I don't have white heels. Oh, scratch that. I have one pair of white heels. And then I tried on these pink ones. Oh my God. I think these need to be my next pair. These are the type of shoes that I just want to wear with a diamond necklace and nothing else. Just walk around naked. That's all you need. And speaking of diamonds, my next stop was Tiffany. I've been thinking about expanding my fine jewelry collection. I literally have zero rings because most brands only go down to a 5 and I'm a 4. So if I want rings, I need to get fine jewelry rings. So I decided to try on a few styles, and I think my favorite one was this one. And of course the matching bracelet. Oh, you don't have to convince me on the matching bracelet. Stunning. And this was actually rose gold, and I've never been a rose gold girly, but I'm kind of being convinced. Then I went back to Dior to make my final decision, but I was like, you know what, while I'm waiting, let me look at some shoes and maybe look at sandals that aren't Arons. I know, crazy, but if you have Dior sandals, how are they? Are they comfortable? Are they cute? Did they get dirty? I'd like to know, because I actually kind of like them. But I did end up making a decision on the bags, and I cannot wait to show you her. Come back for an unboxing.